This is the Love Leads Podcast. I'm Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm excited to introduce a guest to you today that you know very well, Dr. Tony Evans. You can reach him at tonyevans.org. And first of all, I'm just blessed and honored, Dr. Evans, that you joined us on this podcast.
Delighted to be with you. Thank you for having me.
So what have you been up to? I mean, you're somewhere every day. You're busy in the kingdom of God. How would you summarize that quickly?
Well, my vision in life is to promote the kingdom agenda, which is the visible demonstration of the comprehensive rule of God over every area of life. And we're doing that through the development of kingdom disciples, both here at our church and then through our national ministry, The Urban Alternative. We've just launched the Tony Evans Training Center, which is designed to build kingdom disciples. So it's a lot going on along that line.
Well, I noticed in your notes that you're the chaplain of the NBA Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, I've been doing that for a while. I used to be chaplain of the Cowboys. My son is kind of helping me out with that now. So I still keep my fingers in it because I love sports, but we're excited about what God has allowed us to do even in that arena.
So have you spent any time with Mark Cuban?
Just a little, very little, actually.
I'd like to see you make a disciple out of him. That would be good.
Yeah, well, that would definitely show that God is real.
It would be a miracle status, wouldn't it, brother?
Right.
So tell me about the current status of your ministry. What makes your heart beat faster these days?
Well, the big piece is the launching of the training center. It was launched at the last quarter of last year. We already have the 11 courses up. It's an online center where people can learn how to become a disciple in their individual life, in their family life, in their church life, and in their community life. And so simply by going online, they can get that. You know, technology has advanced things today, and then I've been working on a study Bible and a full Bible commentary. So that's in the works, too. So between preaching twice a week here at our church and then doing the training center, my plate is full.
Yes, sir. Well, it sounds like you still do a lot of work with your alma mater, where you received your doctorate. Tell me about that. Are you still working with them?
Well, Dallas Seminary, I'm on the board of Dallas Seminary, and I do a course on community impact from a kingdom perspective. And so I still have my hands a little bit at Dallas Seminary.
Mm-hmm. And you're still teaching one of the classes?
Yeah, I teach one of those classes.
That's great. You know, I'm an educator. I was dean of the College of Business at ORU. And I feel like there's a struggle sometimes between teaching and qualifying young people to do the work and yet still helping them to stay close to the Lord. Seminary is such a tough road for many young people.
It is. And I do remember that personally, you know, studying so hard and so long and drying up in the process because...
Yes.
Sometimes you can make the work in the Word take you from the author of the Word, and you've
mm-hmm.
got to keep that in balance all the time.
Yes, sir. And so do we as pastors, right? I mean, that advice for
Absolutely.
Young people.
The ministry is draining. It's never ending. Always people, which means always problems.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to get drawn away from your first love.
So tell me about the relationship, and you'll be able to speak to this very clearly, between online education that you're now starting a great school up in and a place like the seminary or a major land-grant university. How do you feel about the quality of delivery of online education? Is it efficacious?
Well, I do think there's room for both. There are a lot of people who want biblical training who don't have the opportunity to go to a seminary or a college and physically be able to meander through the responsibilities of life and still meet that. So online gives you flexibility, it gives you fluidity, it's less expensive, it's more convenient. But that younger generation that can get away, they haven't started families yet, they're not as tied down, it's easier for them. So I think there's room for both.
Dr. Evans, my big issue is students don't realize how hard online training is, how difficult the writing is day after day to keep up and to do the homework. In class, you can hide in class for 13 weeks and do well on the 14th
right.
and take that exam. Online is every day. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, it is kind of. And what I mean by that is this boils down to the discipline of the person, because a person can do it every day, or maybe they could do it every other day because of how we've set it up. They wouldn't have to just do it like that. So we've made it more flexible. So I think when you make it flexible, if people are disciplined, then they can still benefit from it.
Mm-hmm. But do you have a reporting requirement for students, how many times they have to sign on during the week?
Well, we do not have that at this time. Now, we're trying to assess, do we want to assess that, or do we want to just give them the freedom to do that, and they can take as long as they need to get their certification. So we're working through that because it's just fairly recently launched, so we haven't gotten all the bugs and all the processes down that we want to, but we're in that process now.
Well, how can I send students to you? What's the website for your school?
They can either go on tonyevans.org or the Tony Evans Training Center. Either way, they can get to us.
Well, let's just keep it simple and ask them to come to tonyevans.org.
That's fine.
Look for that training center.
Look for the training center, absolutely.
Now you've got a lot of other things you're up to, including a couple of big conferences. You've got a pastor summit coming ahead. Tell me a little bit about what you call the Kingdom Agenda for pastors.
That's a group of pastors who buy our worldview of the Kingdom Agenda, a visible demonstration of the comprehensive rule of God over every area of life, and who want to disciple their leaders and their church members in this philosophy. So we start off with an expo. 2 weeks from now, there'll be an expo where the leaders can come with the pastor, and then we conclude the week with a time for just the pastor and his wife to pour into them, because they get drained all year long. We want to pour into them, minister to them, and also challenge them. So it starts off with the expo for the leaders, and then it blends into the time of the pastor and his wife, and that's here in Dallas on our church campus.
So this is primarily leadership training.
This is leadership training, absolutely, whether it's lay leadership or staff leadership.
Yes, sir. And you know this is a podcast about leadership, directed toward leaders, about leaders, for leaders. So I'm going to ask you to give a little bit of advice to the leaders that are listening. Maybe your top one or two principles you hold dear to your heart on how to grow a leader and how to be true in leadership.
Well, the first thing is that you have to establish in your mind and your heart the authority of God's Word. For many leaders, the Bible boils down to words about God rather than the voice of God in print. So you must establish that, because therein is the authority. And if you don't start there, then you wind up bringing a lot of humanism and sprinkling it with some Jesus and some Bible and think you've got something. So the first thing is having the Word as your authority. Second thing is that you want to model what you're teaching or leading in so that people can see what you say. You need the visual and the verbal. You need what is spoken and what is seen. And see, when those two are put together, it becomes a powerful template for guiding other people to where they need to go.
And so these young people that we serve today, Dr. Evans, they don't see it what they want to see. We label this group millennials, but they're very dissatisfied with what their eyes see. Do you want to comment on that?
Absolutely. We've not done as good a job as we need to do and should do and ought to do to demonstrate to them what we're talking about so that they are not only seeing it but are engaged in it. And it's a challenge because this millennial generation is a technology generation, and so they communicate differently, they interact differently, they relate differently. And so we've got to meet them where they are in a righteous way, but we've got to do it in a way that they can grasp it and not just, so they're not going to just respond to a lot of preaching. They want to be together. They want to interface. They want to connect. So all that's part of this.
So in a word, they want people to be authentic. They want their leaders to be authentic, transparent.
Yeah, they want the real deal. They don't want fake Christianity.
Dr. Evans, how do you teach that to your leaders that come to your summit?
Well, what we do is not only do we teach principles and leadership, but we connect with each other. We create networking. So people are relating to people around the Word and not just relating to the Word. You know, in the Bible, there are all these one another's, and these one another's are designed to show you that you cannot maximize your spiritual development as a disciple in isolation. Mm-hmm. And so we create connectivity relationally around the Word.
Okay, so it's a networking organization as well.
Yes, it is. Relationships will be established between leaders and between clergy and between clergy wives that will last ongoingly.
So a sophisticated life group for pastors, is that a good synonym?
Yeah, a sophisticated life group. I like that. I haven't used that one, but I'm going to steal it.
Steal it, sir. Send me 15% somewhere along the way. But it's yours. It was just a thought that we know how to grow churches. We've got to have fellowship groups that work in a church for the church to grow, because people need to be connected to each other more than connected to the pulpit.
Absolutely. Pulpit is an event. The connectivity is a relationship.
Yes, sir. And I think we're all relationship starved. And maybe you're onto something if you can teach these young pastors, regular old pastors, just everyday pastors, how to do that better and with each other.
Absolutely. Well, that's our goal, and that's what we're trying to do through our process and our programs. And we invite any leaders to go online at TonyEvans.org and find out about the expo and the summit.
Okay, the CAP Summit for 2018 is just coming up. When is it?
It will be not this week, but the week following on the 22nd, beginning on that Tuesday for the expo, and then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for the summit.
It sounds exciting. It's a busy time for you, isn't it?
It's a busy time, but it's a good time, and we look forward to it.
What do you have planned for Easter at your church?
Well, we're at 4 services. It's like a mini production closing off with a gospel message.
My goodness. Tell me your message for Sunday. What are you speaking about?
The theme is called Paradox of a King. Jesus was expected to be one thing. You know, he didn't come in on a white horse. He came in on a donkey. Then he's highly exalted after the resurrection. So we start with his pre-existence from Philippians 2, go to his existence as a man, and then end up with his exaltation and why you should respond to this kind of king.
That sounds exciting. It's something I want to watch online.
Okay.
I can find you online just by going to TonyEvans.org, right?
Yes, sir.
I can see your message. I'm going to tune in and see it. It sounds exciting.
Thank you.
Dr. Evans, is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience?
No, I just want to encourage the people that it's all about becoming disciples, and if we can help you do that, we'd be delighted to do so. Again, TonyEvans.org. We've got a lot of material, a lot of resources, a lot of training for you to take advantage of on all levels, individual, family, church, as well as your place in the community.
That's outstanding. I'd like one more tip for a young leader that's listening to us. Young, has a lot of vision, wants to be a leader. Give that young man that's listening a little bit of a tip.
Well, here's the tip. The tip is hitch your wagon to a person who is what you want to be.
Oh, that's good. That is so good.
They can take you. Like Paul said, learn of me, follow me as I follow Christ. So find somebody and hitch your wagon to somebody worth following.
Amen. That is the best advice I've heard this year, Pastor. That's really good. We've been visiting with Dr. Tony Evans. You can find him at TonyEvans.org. I encourage you to take a real close look at his CAP Summit and, of course, the expo that comes before that. Really encourage you to take a look at it. Dr. Evans, thank you for spending time on the podcast.
Thank you for having me, and God bless you.
God bless you, sir. You've been listening to the Charisma Podcast Network. This is the Love Leads Podcast. I'm Steve Green. God bless you all.
Regent University is one of the fastest growing universities in the nation, experiencing 21% growth from summer 2016 to summer 2017. This fully accredited university offers associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees within an innovative learning environment that includes the option of enrolling solely on campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, 100% online, or using a blend of both. Since its establishment in 1978, Regent has equipped 23,000 alumni from 125 countries to become accomplished professionals. Guided by a mission of Christian leadership to change the world, the school prepares students with the knowledge to excel and the faith to live with purpose. To learn more or request information, visit www.learn.regent.edu. That's www.learn.regent.edu.
Thank you for listening to the Love Leads Podcast with Dr. Steve Green. For more on the Love Leads book, visit loveleadsbook.com or purchase your copy on amazon.com. Want more podcasts by Dr. Green? Visit cpnshows.com and follow Charisma Podcast Network on Facebook and at cpnshows on Twitter.